sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses. He is Lord. He will always be Lord, whether you like it or not. Whether you believe it or not, some things in this world and in this life and in this paradigm and in this universe will remain true no matter what you think or no matter what you say. Isn't it amazing the fact that... loving this tea. Isn't it amazing the fact that despite people's best efforts... or worst efforts, it's probably a better way to say it, that they still cannot put away or put down or put out the light or put out the truth. And there's something about truth that remains incredible, because the power of what truth is. Truth remains true no matter what takes place. You can always go back to the truth. That's why Jesus being the way, the truth, and the life in John 14:6, as he testifies of himself, and also too being the cornerstone. You know, the cornerstone is the very first, that is the stone of the house, the stone on which the house is built. The foundation is laid on the cornerstone. That is the key piece. And so when your life is built on truth, when your life is built on the way, when your life is truly built on life, because he is life, and that's why when you are connected to him and when you walk with him and when you your life is led and directed and guided by him, that that life flows through you, that that which is necessary and important flows through you. So it's incredible. And you know, we have our trials and our tribulations these days while we're in this life. Yes, we do. But in the midst of those, we have an advocate. We have the power that is above all, that works on our behalf. And Christ Jesus leads and guides us, even as he leads and guides his sheep, and he leads them through this life. And, you know, his Spirit quickens us accordingly and by whatever is necessary at whatever time. You know, there's times that we go through some trials and tribulations, absolutely. But in those is also God's purpose being worked out and being manifest in and through us. And he's doing several things at once. You know, he's quickening us, he's fashioning us, he's working on us. To build us into what he wants us to be, and at the same time he's using us and flowing through us, and we are his ambassadors. We are light and truth in those places that we go and that he sends us, and according to his plan and purpose. And you know, sometimes absolutely we get dangled out there in front of the enemy, and they shoot at us and they do all kinds of things, and just when they think that they're having their way, it always collapses for them. And God always he just has this amazing way of, okay, lets them go, lets them do their thing, and then boop, it's over. In fact, you know, even this day, as there's some out there that try to target us, and some on the side of the dark side, and some that for lack of any other way to describe them, they're witches that are assigned to, you know, even try to do things against us. This day, you're not having a very good day today, are you? Yes, I know you're not. Because why? Because in the realm of the spirit, everything that you send this way gets sent back to you. Everything that you try to do against the people of God as we continue to transition into this next phase of what God is doing, stuff is just bouncing back to you really fast. And you got to know that throughout, the people of God have the ability, and it's there. We said it before, meekness is power under control. The power is there. It has to function under the quickening of the Spirit of God. But when God says it's open season on witches, and when God says it's open season on sending stuff back, and when God says it's open season on destroying and tearing down the works of the devil, because that's enough, then it's enough. And it goes back so fast, it'll make your head spin. It'll go back so fast, you'll be out of this life quicker than you can imagine. And you'll be out of that body that you reside in right now, that you hold on to so preciously, you won't be around. Actually, I mean, all of us transition out of this life. And all of us are only here for a window. But here's the thing. If you serve the enemy, you got to know you're on the losing team. It doesn't matter whatever rituals you do, whatever incantations you do, whatever kind of game that you want to play, or whatever kind of thing, whatever kind of deal you think you've struck with the dark side, it is not going to turn out well for you. And, I mean, we can go on record saying this, because, you know, I mean, it is in the Word. This is not rocket science either. We're just making that truth known. And along those lines of making that truth known, okay, well, I mean, usually when we do these audios, we don't talk a lot about current events, because, I mean, part of it is because what God has us doing here is, in its own way, it's timeless. And, you know, if you go back and you listen to something from, you know, 7-8 years ago, whenever this thing started, or whenever we started publishing stuff, if you go back and listen, you will get something out of those messages the same that you do today. This is why we also have the archives there, because it's just to keep that stuff there, because the Spirit of God, if you let Him lead you, He'll show you what's there and what you need to listen to, and it'll speak to you. And that is a work of the Spirit of God. That's nothing that we do in and of ourselves. We just make ourselves available for what He's doing. He flows through and it reaches you and has the impact. But, you know, might as well take a moment just to mention something that is going on in global news and in global affairs. If you haven't seen this, and sometimes you may not in the West, but in the island nation of Sri Lanka, where God had us for pretty much 9 years, and pretty much through some of the darkest period that nation has gone through, and that country has gone through some very, very dark times, and a lot of times God will put His people right smack dab in the center of difficult places and dark times, and you'll have us doing things. And sometimes, you know, I know we sometimes struggle with work and career and all those kind of things, but those are, you got to put that before God, because sometimes the thing that God is doing with you and through you is not even what you would ever think on the surface level. That's there, but, you know, and God is mindful of that, and mindful of those pressures that you have in your mind and that around you, but you really got to look to Him for direction in that specific area, because you can sometimes miss what it is that God is doing through you, and you can miss the joy of seeing even the results of what He's done to and through you. So in that nation right now, they have gone through a tremendous change. And if you, some of you guys that are really close to us, and there's just a handful of you guys out there, and you listen in, and you know the role that God had us playing in that country and in that nation, and you know the opportunities that God created to speak truth to power, to tag, as it were, and we've talked about that a bit here and there, but God puts us out there, and we've definitely been put at risk in those times, but throughout all of that, God has brought us through, and today, seeing the manifestation of some things that God has spoken and quickened, and God gave opportunity, you know. That's the thing. The people that are on the side of the enemy, listen, you get a window, but you don't know how long that window is. But when it's done, and your card is pulled, you're out. And you won't ever, ever, ever get your feet back under you again. Ever. You can try to strike whatever deal you thought, but it's not going to ever, you won't ever get back there. The ladder's been kicked out from under you. You're not climbing that pyramid anymore. You're down at the bottom, and you're going to be scraping. And if you survive that, if you live through it. So, you know, there's a reason that the children of God are still around. There's a reason that despite all of the attacks that the enemy has thrown our way, that we still exist, that we're still here, that we still stand strong, that we still shine bright with the light of truth that flows through us. There's a reason, and part of that reason is that God is with us. God protects us. God allows for certain things to happen, and then there's other things that He says this far but no further. And in God's good timing, and it's always in His perfect timing, that which needs to take place takes place. So if you want to do a small case study of what's going on, and you gotta, and since we've kind of dated this one a little bit, you gotta track what's happened in Sri Lanka in the month of January, the elections that took place on the 8th of January, 2015, and the fall of a very dark, very tyrannical, very power-hungry regime, and that was responsible for some incredible atrocities in that country. And but it's a teachable moment for leaders around the world. Because if there was a country where they had what would have been seen in many people's eyes, control, it would have been that one. I mean, Sri Lanka in the world was rated number 168 out of 174 for freedom of the press, for freedom of speech. I mean, routinely, journalists were murdered there for having any semblance of an opinion about anything. Phones were tapped, people were tracked. It was very, very much a police state. It was very, very much a if you stuck out in any way, you were a target. And if you had anything to say about anything there, you were a target. You were someone to be tracked. You were a person of interest. And in the midst of that, you know, the irony for me was in the midst of that, when God had us do certain things there and bring forward certain messages, certain instructions, certain things that He would quicken us to do in the opportunities that He created for us. What was so curious to me there was how, and I think I know more now, but how a lot of people that should have been the leaders of the faith in that country were just trying to nuzzle up to power. We're just trying to find their way to access in. We're trying to, and they weren't free, and they were not giving the messages that God would have them to give. They were really fell into that camp of the old prophet of 1 Kings 13. You know, you've got the old prophet that is there, that, you know, he has not heard a true message from the Lord for a long time. And but he'll nuzzle up to the other one and say, "Hey, I'm just like you, brother." I mean, you got to realize they're not like you. They're not like you. When they've been approved of by the state, when they've, which, you know, the state that has turned their back on God and truth, and turned their back, they come under that. When they've come under the covering of the state, because Lucifer is the anointed cherub that covereth. So study him out a little bit in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. But Lucifer is the anointed cherub that covereth. So whenever these guys talk about coming under the covering, I know where they're coming from. So don't talk to me about that, brother, because I know where that's coming from. And I know the source of that. And I know what that where that ends up leaving people, which is just back into bondage. They go from one bondage into another. They go from one form of slavery into another. They go from one trap into another. They replicate the world system all over again, and they just put a Jesus label on it and think it's okay. And it doesn't work like that. You cannot use Jesus' name to try to validate your own quest to be a rock star, or your own quest to build your own fiefdom, or your own quest to try to become big in the God business. All right? It's not going to work. In this sense, you may have some worldly success, and that is part of the strong delusion that you get because you refuse to love the truth. And so God gives you over to a lie. And in believing the lie, you are damned. But if you use his name and you pump that thing up and you go forward in that, but just realize that God is not in it. No, Jesus leads and guides his sheep. The Spirit of God leads and guides his flock. If any man will come after him, you got to be led by that Spirit. You got to be led by the Spirit of God. You got to be led by the voice of God. And wherever he leads you, that's where you go. Whatever he has you to do, that's what you do. However he has you to speak, that's when you speak. You don't just run your mouth off and call it God. Hey, we haven't had anything to say here for, oh gosh, I'm not even sure when the last time was we put up an audio. But, you know, until we got something to say, until God gives us something to say, I would rather be still and know that he is God. There's some Ecclesiastes for you. Be still and know that he is God. I would rather shut my mouth and let him speak, or align myself with truth, than to, because it's time for the schedule, to keep that thing going. No, but you know, so many people want to be enslaved, and so many people want to be slave masters. So they create this codependent relationship. Very few people want to actually be responsible for their actions, for their lives, for their experiences in the earth. They don't want to be responsible. They don't want to stand account before God. But listen, whether you like it or not, you will. You know, whether you like it or not, you will. You're going to stand account before God. And there's certain object lessons that are given in this life. And you can look at the fall of the Rajapaksa regime in Sri Lanka as a case in point. And listen, here's another thing too. Watch them. Okay? It's not over yet. That was something too that just in prayer, you know, it's like, all right, Lord, what else is going on over here? And I just know it's not over yet. So this fall that was immediate, that was part of it, but there's more to come. And, you know, they were given ample warning. They were put on notice. They were given every opportunity and chance and grace of God to align themselves and to remember that they are but men, and to fear God and to keep his commandments and to do justice and to do righteousness, and to realize they were given every opportunity under the sun, but they went the way of the devil. They went the way of the world, and they turned their back on light and truth and thought if they went the way of the world that this would just be gravy for, and that it would just work out, and they could just muscle it out and muscle it through, and if they could just get enough power and enough control, and in an instant, just like that, it's over. Just like that, the simplest thing can crack the entire system up for them. It's just a house of cards. It is not built on a solid foundation. It is a house of cards. And when that foundation is shook, the whole thing falls apart. The whole thing falls apart. And why is it an object lesson? Because the same thing is going to happen in other places. And it's not going to be the work of man. Because God will have people involved, absolutely. But it's going to be the hand of God. And it is the hand of God in that country that has stripped the power from underneath. God's done this before. He did it to Nebuchadnezzar. He's done it to Pharaoh. He's done it so many times. This is the thing, too. It's like it's all there in the scriptures. So you can see it that as soon as people start in themselves, in their own arrogance, believing the BS that they have been shoveling all this time, and when they exalt themselves against God and against truth and against light, God reminds them that they are but men. So, you know, now translate this case in point, the canary in the coal mine, to the rest of what's going on in the world. On one level, brothers and sisters, be encouraged because you know that God is at work. Be encouraged because you can see in just a very, very short time how things can so quickly change for good, not just evil. You know, so often people think how everything can just, that they, it all just changes for evil and all this bad. No, you know what? Sometimes it goes, it can change for good, and things can snap in a different way, in a different direction. And this is where you want to be able to flow with what God is doing. You want to be in step with Him. You want to follow Him because you know your labors are not in vain. And I know that we get that attack from the enemy. Every single one of us gets that, all right? Where we hear that lie of the enemy that's whispered into our ears, and you think, you just struggle with that because you wonder, is what I'm doing, is it in vain? Is it wasted? What good is it? What account does it measure up to? And I'm telling you right now, and I bear witness before God and heaven and earth, that it is not in vain. Your labors are not in vain. I mean, right now, what I am doing here, is this in vain? You know, God got me up at 5 in the morning today. I don't, you know, a lot of times it does not work like that. But every now and then, when God wants, he just, time to go. And is this in vain? You tell me. Has these words that God has had me speak and flown through up until now, has this been in vain? Or does this quicken you? Or does this encourage you? Does this strengthen you? Do you hear what God is speaking to you in this time? Does it give you just a little bit more of what you need this day to help you continue on in your journey? Yes. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Absolutely, it does. Now, do I see that with my natural eyes? No, I don't see that with my natural eyes. But in the Spirit, I know this. In the Spirit, God encourages me with that. In the Spirit, I know that all that we've put forward, all of our labors, they're not in vain. And that's why, too, even, you know, with what's happened in Sri Lanka, I look at that and I look at all the labor that God had us all put in there. And, yeah, it is not in vain. It is not in vain. You know, light is breaking forth in that country. Change is coming to that nation. Hope has been restored in that place. And you know, does that mean that everything is going to be perfect there? No, not. They've not come into that spot yet, but things have changed. Things have shifted, and God is at work in that land, in that nation, and hope is being restored in that country. Now, as far as places like the U.S. and, you know, other places where we have involvement and where God has us traveling to and fro. Listen, you know, I know I've got brothers and sisters over here, and I know you guys listen in. God has a work to be done in this nation. And in the places where He has us involved, know that your labors are not in vain, and know that He is active in that which He has you to do, and know that in just a moment is all it takes for all of a sudden everything to flip. See, this is why the devil is, you know, the people that work with the devil and the people that are part of his thing, they're always looking over their shoulder, because something in them knows. It knows if they stop long enough. This is why they gotta also sedate themselves all the time and drink themselves and drug themselves all the time. Because something in them knows that there is no foundation under them. There's nothing solid under them. And they know how quickly the whole thing can fall apart. So it's a scary thing for them. For us, for the follower of Christ, hey, truth needs no defense. Truth is true no matter what. We have no reputation to defend. I mean, if people want to speak evil of us, or to slander us, or to do whatever they want to, all right, you know, go ahead. But also just know you do that to your own hurt. Also just know that with each thing that you do against the child of God, as we represent Christ in the earth, whatever you do against us, you do that against the Father as well. Because Jesus said that too. He said, look, whenever you've given a cup of cold water to one of these, even the least of these in my name, you do this unto me. So as we represent Him in the earth, it's not just the things that we do that where people bless us, that they do them unto God. But when they try to hurt us, they do that unto God as well. And, you know, if God be for us, who can be against us? But if God be against you, who can help you? Who can help you? You know, interestingly, the Pope came to Sri Lanka. While he was there, you know, he just came to Sri Lanka after this entire toppling of this regime took place and everything else. And the former president, you know, secured a time with him, and they got together. And it's funny because I can just see it with that president and just his desire to meet with the Pope as well, and just still trying to figure out, you know, okay, how do I maneuver back in? What do I do right now? Because lost. You know, all the things that they banked on didn't work. And listen, the Pope was cordial, but he's got no advice for you, brother. He's got nothing to tell you. Yeah, he'll take your nice little gift you gave, and he'll smile, and you know, they'll have a pleasant conversation, and they'll carry on, but he's got nothing to tell you. You know, there's nothing that he can tell you that's going to help you. No, my brothers and my sisters, every man stands or falls before his Creator himself. The veil of the temple was rent in two, and it is finished, is what Jesus said. And it was ripped top to bottom. And the Holy of Holies was made visible and accessible through Christ Jesus, and we have direct connection with the Father. And if somebody will accept and receive and follow and walk that out, they receive the blessing of a life that is well lived. But I should say that one more time. If you receive that, and if you follow and you walk it out, you receive the blessing of a life well lived. But for those that reject it, they reject it unto their own hurt. And they turn their back on God. And, I mean, in the eternal scope of things, that is the stupidest thing you can do. Because when you turn your back on God, when you turn your back on your Creator, the one that made it all in the first place, and you turn to the created to help you and to save you, and everything that is created, one, in the natural world, is time-bound. It is stuck in an entropy, and it withers and dies, and everything else in the realm of spirit is created by our Heavenly Father as well. So it has its source from Him. So what are you rejecting that which is real for that which is either temporal or that which is created as well? You're missing it. See, here, listen, God is no respecter of persons, all right? If you are off course, if you are off track, if you've gone the wrong way, all you need to do is repent, turn, and follow Him. Listen, while you still have breath in your body, if you will humble yourselves and turn and repent, God will hear. He will be merciful. I hope that for you. I really, really do. Because for those of you that have rejected life and truth and rejected the gospel and rejected Christ Jesus, listen, there's not really much else that can be done for you. You're not going to buy your way out of this. You're not going to, through your connections and your social structure, work your way out of this. You're not getting out. And the hell that your life has been is only going to escalate, because things speed up. As you make a decision and you go in a particular path, things speed up in that direction. So when you go the direction of light and truth, as you generate that spiritual momentum in that direction, things escalate, things speed up, they accelerate. And if you've gone the way of the enemy and you've committed yourself to that path, things speed up in that direction as well. And you go the path of darkness, and it just escalates and keeps going, and it goes deeper and deeper down that rabbit hole of depravity and just a destruction unto your own soul and unto everyone else that's around you. And in that process, when you finish up with that, it is just the mercy of God that your plug is pulled. It is the mercy of God that you are put out of your misery like a rabid dog. I mean, it really is. You know, there's going to be a lot of these guys that are just going to get put down. And just know that's the mercy of God, as well as the judgment of God. You start to understand a little bit more of how that works as you keep going and you keep walking this thing out. So, how now do we live? Well, for you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and you that walk in truth, and you that know the voice of the Spirit of God, and you that have been called according to His purpose, one is be encouraged. Know that God is mindful of everything that's gone on with us. He's mindful of everything that is every aspect of our being He's mindful of. And bring your hopes, your dreams, your desires, everything before His feet, and lay it down there. But also, in the midst of that, it's about Him. And so align your life with what He is doing. You know, so often we so much of our struggle and our anguish is unnecessary. We're going to have, in this life you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world, is what Jesus said in John 16. So, yes, you're going to have trouble in this life and in this world. That's a given. That said, a lot of times there we also take on unnecessary anguish, unnecessary struggles, and unnecessary things because we've bought into the lie of the world. And this is where you've got to separate out that thinking and realize what is programming that's been shoved down your throat from the time that you got here and what needs to go. This is why, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. This is why there is an encouragement for us in the Word and in the truth, because we need a new mind. Now, when you spend time in the Word, you know, I love my King James Bible. I read it. I love it. You know, just started to get back into a stronger discipline of reading again, and it's just feeding me and filling me, and I'm just enjoying it all over again. It's a fresh. When you spend time in prayer, you know, when you spend time doing what God has for you to do, when all of these things will encourage and strengthen and quicken your spirit, but they will help with that mindset, because there is an attack continually in this world for your mind and for your thinking. And instead of, you know, alright, you know, I've spent a lot of my life also living close to the ocean or going to the ocean, and there is that place in the waves with the Point Break where you have that water just thrashing and thrashing and thrashing down where the waves, you know, are crashing. And instead of just putting yourself in that place where you're just being smashed by that water over and over and over again, just move. Move a little bit. You know, you can either move out past the Point Break, or you can move inland a little bit where the waves will crash, but they'll dissipate before they get to you. Or you can just be on the shore, but you don't have to be in that place where you're being smashed on all the time. And, you know, sometimes we do that. Like, for example, if you switch on that television with a lot of the junk that's being pumped out and pumped into people's minds with, mind you, a very deliberate and much more overt agenda than ever before, just know that you are, you know, right there in the Point Break, and the stuff is just crashing on you. The waves are just crashing down. So, I mean, yeah, switch it on if that's something that you want. I'm not, you know, I'm not the behavior police at all. So do whatever. But just do things mindful, is what I'm saying. Because realize, too, that there is an attack on for your mind. And you have some role to play in, you know, what you put in front and your focus and your intention and your volition and the direction that you set for your spirit. I mean, you can do that. You have something that's there. You can contribute to that. You're not just a victim of circumstance. I mean, even Daniel, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, otherwise known as Azariah, Hananiah, and Mishael, they were very much captives at age 16 in a foreign land and subjected to a lot of stuff. But they made a decision in themselves, as much as possible, to not be defiled by their surroundings and their situations. And in doing so, you can read this all in Daniel chapter 1, but in doing so, God blessed them and quickened them and gave them favor and blessed the thoughts of their mind and the work of their hands and gave them good wisdom and good understanding and good strength and just did some incredible things with them. And Daniel lived through the reign of four kings. Well, he worked in the reign of four different kings. The last one, you know, he exited during that time. But four different kings, he was there for all of that. So, you know, in the midst of all of that, you know, God is in control. And sometimes, you know, there may be some things about your situations that you can't do a lot about, but there are some things that you can. So, some practical things, all right? You may not be able to do a lot about, you know, your either your living situations or, you know, you just, but even small stuff, like just, you know, diet and nutrition, you know, just take a look. Ask God to show you, because even things like that, like things that we eat, affect our mind. You know, that's part of why there's been such an attack on the food chain in the United States, is to try to, there's a spiritual component to it. And there's a very deliberate effort by the enemy in this country to destroy people and just to bring them into a place where they just can't hear. So there's been a barrage of attacks on the United States. But also know that God is engaged in what's going on in this nation. And also know, also know that at His appointed timing, many, many things will shift and change here. Now, for you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, be on His page. Be on the Lord's page. Wherever it is the case that's necessary that you've got to make some adjustments or changes, make those adjustments, make those changes. Pray, seek the Lord's face, repent. If there's something that needs to be changed, repent. You know, hey, listen, negative people or life suckers, people that are just there, that are assigned as vampires to try to destroy your life, you know, cut those things out. Seriously. That is not your ministry, all right? That is not your ministry to be their battery. That right there, my friends, is complete brainwashing by the church system that was training so many people to be just batteries and just to be sucked off of for their existence in the earth. No, that is not your call. Cut those people out. The Spirit of God will quicken you and have you to be poured out, not to be sucked off. You are to be poured out as the Spirit of God will pour you out. You are not to be drained off. There's a huge difference between those two. God will pour you out and fill you with the Spirit and pour you out and overflow you and pour you out. But they want to put you in a little box and drain you off. You know, it's a pretty sad thing that they do to animals. And I've seen some of this stuff from China, but sometimes, one of these things that they do there is they will like certain things like bear bile will be, valuable for certain Chinese medicines and things like that. And sometimes very cruel thing that they do, but they'll catch a bear and they will put it in a cage and then they will just drain the bile from the bear gradually over and over and over again. And just as the bear produces more bile, they'll just drain it off and then they sell it as, for their Chinese herbal medicines. Very cruel, but also, you know, that's kind of what they want to do to you. Is they want to treat you like that bear. They want to catch you, trap you, and drain you. And when you realize that that's part of the game, listen, you were made to be free. All right, God created you to be free. God created you to soar. God created you to run. God created you to do incredible works according to His plan, His direction, His purpose. He did not make you to be caged up in the world, in the triangle, in the pyramid, in their just shitstem. He did not make you for that. They want to get you stuck there. They want your free will engaged and for you to believe the lie and to go into the prison and to stay there. And know that that's the only thing they have for you in there, is just to be a bile bearer. Is just to be somebody that they can just drain the life out of until there's nothing left and scalp your soul. But God has a purpose for you. And Jesus Christ is sufficient to pay whatever price is necessary, and the price that every one of us has to pay. He pays it for us. You receive that gift that he offers, you walk it out, and you get out of the prison, and you follow him. You don't live in bondage anymore. You live in truth. You live in peace. You walk with him. And in doing so, things change. See, when you start to realize that with all of the propaganda and all of the illusion, that they don't have a hold on you. When you walk with Christ, they have no hold on you. They have no legal right to you. You can throw the enemy out. You can kick him to the curb. He does not have any access to you unless you grant it to him. So that's, you come before the Father, you're like, Lord God, show me whatever I need to do, however I need to change. You show me, you lead me, you guide me. My life is yours and I belong to you and only you. And Lord God, I want to finish the assignment that you have for me in the earth, and I want to come back to you. I want to be restored completely and fully to you. I want to, if as your will is, Lord, I want out of this prison, off of this wheel, and to be restored in fullness to you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. He'll do that for you. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. There is peace in him. All that we've gone through before was not in vain, my brothers and sisters. It was not in vain. It's all for a reason and a purpose. I know we touched on it. We mentioned several scriptures along the way, and I do recommend, if we just say one out, that it's good to go back and to read. I know sometimes, like, I listen to audios too, and I know that, like, I may not do. I'm just like, okay, I heard it, but I still got to get to it. But in reading, when you have the opportunity, when you have the chance. But let's, John chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said unto him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. You, my brothers and sisters, are those that come into the light. You work the truth. You do what the Spirit of God has for you to do. We are like the wind. We go wherever the Spirit of God leads and guides us. This is why we are so difficult to track. This is why we are so difficult for the world to get a fix on, because we do whatever the Spirit of God has us to do. And as much as they try to do their pattern recognition on us, as much as they try to figure out what we're going to do, what we're going to say, as much as they try, they can't, because we're led by the Spirit. And as we're led by the Spirit, only God knows what we will do. And the world will never have its fix on us. So for the intelligence people that listen in, you'll never have a fix on the people of God. You will only know what it is that God wants us to tell you. That's it. Ow. Frustrating, isn't it? Listen, you don't have to be on that side. You don't have to go the way of the world. You can be one of God's. But you got to repent, and you got to get right with him. Serve the Lord God Most High. Light has come into the world. Embrace the light. Embrace the truth. Follow him with all your heart. Turn over your entire being to him and let him lead and guide you into all truth. And with that, God bless you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Love you. I love you guys so much. Keep on keeping on. And again, public service announcement for everyone that, for those that are assigned and try to send stuff this way. God help you, because, you know, it does not end well for you guys. Anyways, but that said, we love you guys out there that are those that are on this journey, and we pray God bless you and strengthen you this day. And just know that in all things, God is in control, and he has us, and we are his, and we are coming into some amazing times of that which God has intended. So be encouraged, be strengthened, keep on keeping on. We'll catch up with you sometime soon. All right, hey, God bless you.